Astrologer William Stickever's with us. We're going to take your phone calls this hour. He needs a yes or no question if you're looking for a reading. If not, you can ask him a question about some of the things we've been talking about. I've got a few more questions with him when we come back, and then we'll get into your calls for the hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, astrologer William Stickever's with us. William, we saw on Easter Sunday a horrible tragedy in Sri Lanka where more than 300 people were blown up from crazed terrorists who claimed that they were just trying to get even for what happened in New Zealand with the destruction of a Muslim church as well as Islamic Center. Are we going to see more and more of this, astrologically speaking, these kinds of episodes?
Well, George, I'm afraid we will. We can expect a continuation of this type of terrorism and ongoing popularism and financial and political shocks of all types. Certainly what happened to Notre Dame is just an example where we're seeing a conflict of cultures. At least metaphorically, we're seeing that play out through the burning of the cathedral there. We're going to see also an increase in physical earthquakes and volcanic activity, especially with the calderas. And we're seeing also cooler and erratic weather on top of having extreme hot weather in the summer. So we're seeing extremely cooler or colder winters and extreme hotter summers.
Right.
And geopolitically, we're just seeing major policy reversals and breakdown occurring in trade agreements, international initiatives, foreign policy confrontations, all of these type of power plays. So it's all really part of the same type of archetypal dynamic, which really goes back to the convergence of this Uranus-Pluto, Jupiter-Saturn-Pluto alignments that are now coming into full formation. And it's really going to be a time when we're going to see all different groups seeking, radical reform, social reform, political reform, religious reform, and we're going to see a collision between the different, from the fundamentalist to the more extreme liberal, secular aspects of society coming into collision. So we can expect a lot of this, and I just think we have to understand that we are going through a transformation. Our civilization is going through a death, rebirth, transformational process. It started in 2012. Look at, George, just look since 2012 to now, and it's very hard to believe. If the world before 2012 was a lot different than the world we now have going forward. So I think it really comes down to that. And, I just think we have to keep in mind that not only are we as a civilization, but people are going through radical transformations. And that's where a lot of my work centers on. So they're going through their own personal transformational or midlife crises.
And they say the Social Security Trust Fund in 36 years will be broke.
Correct.
What's the astrologer say?
I would say unless we have a global financial reset where we can eliminate the debt and reset all the currencies based on an international currency, a new international currency, and gold will be reset to that value that will back that currency, there's no way we're going to see any of these entitlement programs be able to sustain any future economic downturn. So governments are underfunded, pensions are underfunded. We're seeing global contraction taking place. There's no way unless we have some type of reset event like we had in 1934 where they closed the bank for 4 days and they reset the currencies, they reset the gold, they confiscated gold. If you remember,
I wasn't here, but I do know about it. Yeah,
right. Yeah, I'm sure your parents told you about. Right. So we had this happen every 84 years. If you go back to the last reset, it was 1857, and the one prior to that was in 1772, which invoked the Boston Tea Party.
In terms of technologies, we're talking about how technology has affected buying and people buying on the internet and shopping like that, but it's everywhere now. With the look what's happening with the proliferation of TV shows, in the old days, William, we had the three major networks and that was it, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, and then Fox came later. And now you've got zillions of channels all doing different kinds of programming, and it's very easy to get up there. You know, you get through Roku or satellite, and it's remarkable. Is that going to continue to change?
Yes. I believe the big thing to happen next is you're going to see not only the collapse of mainstream TV, ABC, CBS, NBC, but we are going to see the collapse of box office, movie box office, where everything is going to go to streaming, because you have Disney that is now full force. They put their hat in the ring. They're taking on Netflix. You have Amazon Prime. They are producing phenomenal content. You have Hulu, and you have a number of others out there. And this is the revolution of producing streaming content. People want it now. They don't want to go in a movie theater. They don't want noisy, you know, they don't want to deal with the inconveniences of that, and it's no longer necessary. So I see that's going to be the next big thing to come up. And the other thing is that, you know, this idea of the way you would have to sit through commercials, right, if you watch regular mainstream TV. It's nobody wants to do that anymore. They would rather pay a premium or a direct stream service to watch what they want to watch without commercials. That's another revolution. So how do you build a model? How do you build a financial model that is profitable, right?
And how do companies get their word out still by picking the right programs to advertise on?
Exactly.
Or how they're going to be creative enough to create advertising. If you don't have traditional, 30-second, 60-second commercials for television, how can they reach people?
Right, and this is the big conundrum. So the model hasn't been perfected yet or developed. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of creativity. The zeitgeist is behind this. Somehow or other, they're going to find a way, but we don't know who the Microsoft digital content is going to be yet. It's certainly Netflix is in trouble. Netflix has big problems. Virtually nobody watches their original series. This has just been recently released. They're burning through money. Disney is now taking them on and taking away the content that they're streaming. So we're going to see a big, this is going to be very historical. But, you know, I just want to go back to the box office, because box office numbers are down. Even though people are going out to see films, still,
some films do well, like Avengers and stuff like that.
Right, right. But and what's interesting, George, is that there are films that do okay at the box office, but they have a very long life once they go to streaming or to DVD.
Right, exactly. I mean, I've seen some movies on Amazon, for example, Amazon Prime movies that I can't even remember when they came and hit the big screen or the theaters. But they must have, because they weren't made for streaming, because streaming didn't exist 15, 20 years ago. But I would never have gone to see one of those movies in a theater. Now, at home, that's a different story.
Exactly. So that's the big revolution that's going to take place. Box office films, even Avenger films, future Avenger films, even though they're finishing out this storyline, they are all going to ultimately make most of their money through streaming and the competition of these different streaming distributors. So I think that the day of us all going, there'll still be movie theaters, but you won't see these large multiplexes. This will be a thing of the past, let's say within the next 5 to 6 years.
All right, let's go to the phone. Susan in Sacramento, California, welcome to the program. Hi, Susan. Susan?
Hi, yeah.
Susan is not there. She was in the background somewhere. Let's try Katie in Las Vegas. Hi, Katie. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, George. Hi, guys.
Hi there. Go ahead, Katie.
I'm calling my birthday. Do you need to know my birthday?
Nope.
No.
He just wants a yes, no type question.
Okay. Well, when am I getting married?
No, that's not a yes, no.
Is it in the next 5 years?
Okay. There you go, William.
Will you get married in the next 5 years? You know what? I'm going to just say this, and it's you're not really making yourself available to meet the type of partners you want to meet. You're not making yourself available. It's almost like you're expecting it to come to you. You need to change your strategy and your approach to meeting appropriate partners. There are people interested in dating you, but they're not the right ones, and you're not positioning yourself properly.
Does that make sense for you, Katie?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be at Contact in the Desert, so maybe that'll be a good spot.
There's a lot of good people there. A lot of good people. All right, interesting. Now, when you get that kind of feeling, William, what comes to you when you say that?
Well, basically what I did is I generated a horary chart, right? It's really a specialized application of astrology that answers questions by using the time of the question. So it's a really ideal tool. I use in my consultations, not all the time, but for follow-ups, for quick, concise, straight to the point about a specific outcome. So I'm really doing it, you know, I'm sight reading it. I can see what the condition of the person asking the question is. Sometimes, like in this case, with this lady who asked, this young lady who asked the question, was, you know, I could see that it had to do more with her rather than a partner not being interested. So I could see it was more about her own issues, about making herself emotionally and physically available and getting out there and circulating herself. So it was very clear. And yes, there's a lot of intuition, too. I have very high intuitive, I don't want to say it's psychic, but between the symbolism and what intuitively strikes me, it flows together and it just streams out.
I'll send Katie to ParanormalDate.com as well, because some people have met there. That's our one of our sites, William, where people who are into this genre can meet and people get them and understand them.
I think that's a great strategy. That would certainly be something I would recommend for her, because the most important thing for her is meeting partners who have the same beliefs and values.
You have to have that.
Right. And that was the thing she has not been able to find.
And then, you know, if you can find everything else you're looking for, that's great. But if you're not, if you don't have any commonality, it's not going to work. Let's go to Eric in Austin, Texas. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, George. Yes, I've got a question for your guest.
There you go.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. It's just really crackly on my end, so I can barely hear you all. But my question is, am I going to find a job before I go financially broke?
Ooh, what do you think of that, William?
You know, sir, I have to say this, that I'm going to say this only because, you know, without knowing the rest of the context of your situation, that you probably will need to look at a completely different job sector than what you're currently applying to or focusing on. It looks like the industry that you're in is either no longer open to what you have to offer, and there's you have multiple capabilities, right? You can offer a lot to a potential employer, but that's not getting demonstrated for whatever reason for the particular roles that you're seeking or going for.
Let's find out from you, Eric. What are you looking for? What kind of field?
Well, I'm actually a software test analyst, specifically specializing in accessibility, so that way people with disabilities can actually access websites and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You would think that would be a huge market for you. Is it small?
No, I'm not. I don't think so, because of the baby boomers and so forth and so on. They need more and more assistance with regards to accessing things that normal, you know, for instance, normal sighted people would, and so forth and so on. So I see that as a growing market, actually.
I do.
Go ahead, William.
I think, are you willing to move for your job?
If the job is right, sure.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm seeing here. That if you're willing to move and take on a role initially that's not exactly what you were looking for, but to get your foot in the door, then things will begin working out for you. So I believe that it's, you're going to have to sort of change it up a bit.
William, in my day, I had to do the same thing. I was born in Detroit. My career started in Detroit. But to advance and to grow, I had to move. So, you know, I went to Minneapolis, I went to St. Louis, I went to Los Angeles. You have to be prepared to go where the opportunity is.
Exactly, George.
Eric, thanks. Good luck to you. Hope everything works out, because he sounds like he's got the tools, William, the mental tools to get it done.
Right. He just is not in the right area. You have to be at the right place at the right time, and you have to be willing to pursue sometimes job roles that initially you're not so crazy about, but will lead to other things as you once you get gainfully employed and win the confidence of that employer.
When you're dealing with these calls, are you William Stickevers the astrologer, or are you the psychic?
A little of both. But we'll keep that between you and me.
All right. And the millions listening to you right now.
Right.
Donna in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. My father is really ill and kind of took a turn for the worse today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I was just wondering if this is like, I don't know how to say, is he going to pass?
How old is he?
Actually, in 2 months, he would be 80. So.
80, and what's the affliction?
He had a stroke, and then he went to the Cleveland Clinic, and he had another stroke today, so...
So the question probably is something going to happen to him sooner than later? Because eventually, we're all going to go that way.
Well, yeah, exactly, you know, but I don't know. I was trying to ask Tommy how I should ask this question, but I didn't think he could understand me.
Okay, let's see what he has to say. William, what do you think?
Yeah, so the moon in this horary chart is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and it's the very end of the sign. So when a client or a customer or a person asks me a question about themselves or somebody else, and you look at the moon at 29 degrees, you know that somebody or something is holding on to the last thread on the rope. They're ready to let go. There's a release about to take place. There's nothing that could be done to reverse the set of events that have unfolded. There's no intervention. There is no possible way other than just to accept and have compassion and just be open and to trust. Because there's really nothing more that can be done for your father at this point. I believe it's more about he's making the transition, and I think he wants to be let go. This, when you see the moon at 29 degrees in a horary chart, something wants to be let go.
And you give poignant advice, but you're pretty blunt. You don't hold back, do you?
No, I don't hold back at all. I want them to know exactly what I'm seeing here.
And in many cases, when you do a reading for somebody, and I always love asking astrologers and psychics this, are these things that will be or could be?
Well, it really depends. In certain horaries, if I see five or more testimonies indicating a yes or a no, it will be. There is nothing.
You can't change it then.
You can't change it. But there are certain outcomes or possible outcomes where it's a conditional yes or a conditional no, and it's really dependent on the person's initiative and their ability to be flexible or cultivate or approach things with a different strategy. Also, George, people ask questions, and the answer might be yes, but it's not something they should be seeking or going for or will not live up to what it promises to be. Should I marry this girl? Well, you can. Will I marry this girl? Yeah, but it's going to be very disappointing.
But the question is, should you? William, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, infinity in the palm of your hand. We're going to be talking about wonders that reveal the extraordinary universe we all live in. Looking forward to that. So make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with William Stickevers, the astrologer, and his website is his name, williamstickevers.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. To the phones we go, Mike, truck driving in Earth City, Missouri. Michael, go ahead.
Good morning, George.
Hey there, Mike.
It's an honor to talk to you guys. Real quick, George. I want to get you in Chicago because this is a great Italian restaurant we got to do dinner at one night. And then, two, the reason I came on Insider about a year ago, because I got tired of listening to AM Static in the truck.
Well, great. By the way, I will be in Chicago, I think, sometime in October for a health show. So I'll let you know. Just look at our website.
Beautiful. I have a question with a yes-no answer. Something that I do in the summertime, it's my love and my passion, and there's a big event coming up in early June. Would this event be successful?
Will this event be successful? So let's define what success means. Is it financial?
It's going to be a win. something.
Well, what's a win?
Finished.
Give me an idea what a win means. Because is it financial? Is it popularity? Is it?
I'm involved in motorsports, so it's a big giant the race that's coming up in June.
I see.
I've been preparing for this event for the last several months, and I just want to know if it's going to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, am I going to win the race or something like that? I'm just trying to get an idea.
Top three, at least win the race.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is, all right.
And while you ponder that, William, what kind of vehicle will you be in, Mike?
It's an open-wheel car. I run pavement. I run local short tracks throughout Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. And we're going back to a home track that I race at Morris, Illinois. And there's a lot of prospects, sponsors, and supporters are coming to this event. So I want to make sure I do good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to do very well. It's really hard to determine if you're going to win it. You're going to win the big prize. But what I see here, you got to be a little bit concerned with some mechanical issue.
Ooh.
Yeah. So not a major malfunction, but something that can sort of compromise your prospects and probability. And it will have to do with when you're in transport, where you're transporting the vehicle, or something to that effect, or prepping it just before the race. So there'll be something you'll have to be watchful for that could make or break the outcome. But you will do pretty well from what I can see.
Make those mechanics work, Michael. All right, I guess he's gone.
We lost him.
He's on his way. Let's go to Deborah in Peoria, Illinois. Hey, Deborah, go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I hope you have a great day. I have a question. Did I make the right decision where my mother is concerned?
And what did you do?
I have been taking care of her with my sister for the last 5 years, and
okay.
I'm in bad health myself.
Ah. All right,
I've,
William.
I've had to make some decisions.
She's taking care of her mom. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, the question is it really sustainable, right? And I think that's really all going to come to a head in July. Is it possible your mother could pass?
Yes.
Okay, because I see her around the time of the eclipse getting ready to pass. And that's in July 2nd. We'll just think of the July 4th weekend.
Ironic. That's when her and my father were married, in July 3rd.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, so he's going to be showing up, and she may be saying, oh, you know, your father's here. I've been talking with him all day. And you'll think she's sort of making it up.
But it's our anniversary. Let's go have some fun, right?
Did I make the right decision to back out of this at this point in time?
Now, when you say back out, what do you mean by that?
I'm not going up at this point in time. The last week and a half, I've stayed home because I'm not doing too well.
Okay. And is somebody
and
watching her, though?
With the guilt.
Is there a caretaker out there with her or something?
My sister watches her, but when she works, I have to go up 4 days a week. I'm putting in about 30 hours a week up there.
And will, I guess, she be alone? Your mother will be alone?
Yes. She refuses to go into a nursing home. She doesn't want to go there. We're trying to avoid that.
Okay. And can she function by herself?
Not too well.
Oh, boy.
And that's where I'm having my hard time.
Okay,
right.
William, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think there's a quick and easy answer for this, right? But I would say that she's not going to be around too much longer from what I can see. I mean, the situation's going to work itself out where, you know.
You think I should stick with it?
I don't think she has that much longer. So I think if you can do what you can do, right?
Okay.
And make sure you put yourself first, though.
Yeah. What is wrong with you, Deborah?
I had a heart attack last year, and I've got some, I took a bad fall, and I just really messed my system up.
Yeah,
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You got to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else, that's for sure. And, William, you do not hold back, do you?
No.
My gosh. Deborah, good luck to you, and do what you think you have to do. Follow your heart. Jackson, Abilene, Texas, welcome to the program. Jack, go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call, and
I
enjoy the program all the time.
Thank you.
My quick question would be, my mother has interceded in three different relatives and taken money, included where she robbed the money from me and did not let me know, actually. And my sister and I, my brother's widow, were taking her to court. My question would be, am I going to get any inheritance from actually what was robbed from me over the last 20 years.
Is your father still with you, or is he gone?
No, he passed away 3 years ago, and, of course, being the state of Texas, left my mother, you know, the spousal right. She's already given everything away to my other sister, and I'm struggling to get by myself, but it's like the money should have been mine a long time ago in several different instances, and I had proof, the wills, I had the proof of where the money went and all that, but we're taking her to court now because the time span has gone by. I'm just wondering am I going to get any inheritance at all from the money that was actually taken from me wrongfully over the last 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think, William?
It doesn't really look good, sir. I think you have to, you've got to make the best effort. You've got to put, you know, you were seeking justice, but unfortunately, I don't see, first of all, it's going to be very hard to reclaim that money. And secondly, there are certain stipulations in the law that are going to make it problematic for you to get what you're requesting. So that's what I see. I mean, unfortunately, I would like to give you good news on this one, but it's going to be really...
Those situations are tough anyway.
Very tough.
How much money, Jack, are we talking about?
Anywhere between $1.5 million and $2 million in all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, sir, I think it's important to have your moment in court and give it the best try, right, possible, but I, based on what I'm seeing here, I don't believe you'll be able to recover that money.
Okay, that's the advice. Thank you, Jack. Good luck to you. Hope everything works. I guess, William, our advice for him, get a good attorney, right?
Get a very good attorney and see if it's worth going to court.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, you know, to take your own mother to court. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so I really think in his case, it's something he may have to do regardless of whether he wins or not, to make a public statement and position on what has transpired. And I think that's therapeutic in itself.
West of the Rockies, Jason's with us in Bakersfield, California. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Mr. George Norrie, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. I hope you are, too.
I'm doing great. Truck driving out here in California.
Perfect. And let's make sure we can make your day even better with this question you're going to ask.
All right. I just wanted to know a yes or no question if me and my family are going to be moving to Texas in the next 2 years.
All right. What do you think, William? You see anything like that?
Yeah, I'm going to take a look right now. I'm just...
moving to Texas in the next year or so.
Right, yeah. So let me see here. Let me just... I'm on my computer screen and just going through the astrocartography, looking at the different...
Stuff's pretty accurate, too, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely see him moving so southeast. So that would, from where he's at, that would be... towards the direction of Texas, or is it closer to New Mexico, where you're going in Texas?
Mansfield, Texas. It's the suburb of Fort Worth is what I'm looking at.
Okay. All right. So, so I'm seeing that. Let me just give you the time frame, what I'm seeing here for you. And
it's a big move, too.
Yeah. So I'm really seeing I'm seeing something closer to 3 years. So it'll be 2.46, you know, 2 years and change.
So maybe 2022, something like that.
Right.
God, it's hard to believe we're even talking about a year like that.
No.
Oh, my gosh. 2022. Wow.
A little bit over 2 years, I think, before you can really make the move, before you can really pull it off.
How does that fit into the plans, Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll work?
Thank you so much for the answer.
All right, my friend. Next time you'll be calling in a few years, you'll be calling out of Texas. Linda Marie is in Medford, Oregon now. Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, William. Hi, George.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I'd like to know, are my finances going to improve this year? And also, is my mother's health going to improve this year?
Yeah, I can only answer one question at a time.
So which would you prefer, Linda?
Finances.
Yeah. Ooh, it's been a little tough here.
Yeah, we're in a lot of debt.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You need to get that resolved. Are you working with some third party that can advise and consult with you how to consolidate this debt. Do you have debt with the IRS as well?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. All right. You've been filing and all that, right? With that?
I have no income, so no,
okay.
I don't file every
don't file.
Year.
Okay.
But if you have income, you better file.
Right. That's the thing I wanted to make sure, because I saw this debt, and we're talking about credit card debt.
Yes, and I'm already paying on a loan to pay off some of that debt.
Right. Yeah. So, temporarily, the interest rates are going to sort of remain where they're at now, but they will start going up in 2020, 2021, and that's what I'm concerned about.
They could squeeze her.
The squeezer.
Okay. Do you see a win this year for me?
Excuse me?
Do you see a financial windfall?
A windfall.
A windfall. Do you have money? Do you play the lottery?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because I see some money coming in from that, but I don't
know
if it's going to be big enough to cover those debts.
Put a number 8, Linda, in your purse or wallet.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yep, keep it in there.
Right.
Yep.
I would just do my best, and there may be certain debts that, I don't know how much debt you're in, but it's substantial enough for the level of income or lack of income that you have. So are you working with a CPA in terms of or a financial advisor at this point?
No.
No. Okay. So you may want to consider that, because I see the debt issue growing, not so much this year, but next year for you.
What do you think of debt consolidation, William?
I think it's a great idea.
Now in medical expenses as well.
Ah. Yeah. Well, they'll work with you. Everybody will work with you, Linda.
I think debt consolidation works for a lot of people. If they're disciplined, they're willing to do it, they can get out of debt. I think the biggest issue right now for most people who are struggling is to get out of debt. You know, a lot of economists say you should buy gold and you should do this and do that. And I think the first bit of advice for everyone out there before they buy gold and silver is to get out of debt, because interest rates are going to go up once we start seeing this type of debt consolidation and liquidation of debt happening on a global scale. They're going to have no choice but to raise interest rates. And Trump knows that will happen. And he's purposely keeping interest rates low, not only for the real estate markets to prevent the economy going into a recession prior to the 2020 election. But
it would go into a tailspin.
Exactly. So he knows if he gets reelected, he's going to have to let the Fed do what the Fed must do, and the rest of the central banks, is raise those interest rates, and that's going to hurt people with credit card debt.
Well, and he's got to hope that the Feds don't raise rates now before the election.
Well, he told the head of the Fed, if you do that, I will fire you. I want you to lower debt. I want you to lower interest rates and invoke QE. I mean, he basically stated this 2 weeks after he said to everybody, the economy is better than ever. So what he's seeing in his national security briefing report are very different numbers than what we're hearing in the mainstream financial media.
Good point. Amy's in North Carolina. Hey, Amy, take it away.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a question. I've been married for a long time, 20-plus years. We've had a lot of challenges in our marriage, and I'm wondering if I am going to be married to this guy for the rest of my life, or possibly I'm going to be able to get away.
Well, now you got to make it as one question, so I'll let you re-ask it, okay?
I think I know what she's asking, though.
Right, but is that okay?
That's okay. Is this marriage salvageable?
Or not?
Or not, right, yes or no. Is that the question, miss?
Yes, that's the question.
Yeah, okay. I hate to say this, but I think this relationship is been broken for a while here. And I'm not so sure that your partner is willing to do what it takes to build back the trust that's been broken.
I'm going to nickname you William the Doomsday Astrologer.
Well, I think she's ready to move on, and I think that's the decision she's trying to make. She wants to,
And you think she should?
I think she should.
Interesting. William, the clock has got us. Keep in touch with us, and let's see what unfolds this year, all right?
Thank you for having me again on your show, George. I look forward to being on in the future.
William Stickever's website, again, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the universe, our existence with a little bit of science and a little bit of, well, what's out there?